This is the Federal Bar Association's Pathways to the Bench podcast. I'm Mimi Tsankoff, and I serve as a board member within the FBA's Judiciary Division. Each month on this podcast, we'll be interviewing a member of the judiciary to learn how they got to where they are and what's important to them in maintaining bench bar activities. I asked Judge Michael Newman to tell me where he's seated.
Sure. I'm sitting in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Ohio. I sit in Dayton, Ohio, and the Southern District of Ohio has three seats of court, Cincinnati, Columbus, and Dayton, and I sit in Dayton.
Judge, how long have you been on the bench?
It seems like a long time. I love my job, but it seems much longer than I can believe, Judge Tsankoff, because it goes by so fast. I think if you really love your job and care about what you do, time moves very quickly. So I became a magistrate judge in the summer of 2011, and I was a magistrate judge for 9 or 10 years, and then in 2020 became a district judge. So I've been a district judge for about a year and a magistrate judge for, I should know the math better than I do, nine or 10 years before then.
Fascinating. And what aspect of your prior legal practice led you to this position? And by this position, I would say kind of the continuity of your time on the bench, having been initially a magistrate judge.
Sure. So a couple of things. I had the good fortune when I came out of law school to clerk for two different judges who I respect very, very much, who really took me under their wing like a son, quite frankly. The first was Judge Jack Sherman Jr., who was a magistrate judge in Cincinnati. And I clerked for Judge Sherman for a total of, I think, 12 years. And I thought I would be there for a year, perhaps two. And we really, really hit it off. And Judge Sherman asked me to stay as his career clerk. So I did for many years. And then during that period, Judge Jones, who's on the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, very, very nationally well-known civil rights leader, had an opening and approached me and asked me to clerk with him for a year. And Judge Sherman very graciously said, "My goodness, Michael, that's an opportunity of a lifetime. You have to go do that." So I did. So I was trained by those two judges. And from that experience, I just thought the work that judges do in our country, in the federal system, is very, very important. I've always been motivated by this strong sense of fairness and due process. And I think, you know, Judge Tsankoff, we've done lots of civics work together. And I think that really is something, just it's how you're kind of hardwired, right? So working with those two judges was very influential to me. And when Judge Sherman retired, I did go to the Dinsmore & Scholl firm. And I was there for 8 years. I worked in the labor and employment arena and did plaintiff's work and defendant's work, and then also did business litigation and ERISA and a fair amount of appellate work, and created a pro bono program. But during all that work, I loved every minute of it. But at the same time, I thought I would like to use these skills as a judge, quite frankly. I would, you know, like the fact that I love to write, love to reason, love to understand how appellate judges look at what the district court does. And so I had a chance to apply for a position in 2010, which ultimately led to my selection in 2011 as a magistrate judge in the Dayton seat of court. I quite frankly did not know whether I would get picked or not, because I was a lawyer in Cincinnati, which is about an hour away from Dayton. I was very, very fortunate and blessed to be picked. And so my wife, Rachel, is from the Dayton area, so we were happy to move to Dayton, and the court asked me to do so. So in my mind, there is a linear thread through all of this. It's the linear thread for me was I loved to write before I went to law school, and I'd gone to film school at NYU before law school at American. So I loved to write. I really wanted to help people and believe very strongly in fairness and due process and following the law. And I think that led me that those sets of concerns and beliefs led me to everything, led me to being a law clerk, led me to being at Dinsmore, led me to creating a pro bono program, and then led me to wanting to come back to the court as a judge.
Well, Judge, I also know that you give so much to the legal community, having been the former president of the Federal Bar Association. Tell me a little bit about how you stay engaged in bench bar activities while you're presiding, given your extremely busy schedule.
Well, it's very nice of you to say that, Judge Tsankoff. So I think bar service is very important. I'm a big advocate and proponent of it. I don't think I would be the person I am today without having all that bar experience. It's very rewarding to me, and it's refreshing to me, quite frankly, when you meet other lawyers and judges from around the country and you hear their stories, their belief systems, their victories, their struggles. For me, it's maybe nourishing is too fancy of a word, but it really means a lot to me. And a lot of the friends, like we're friends, a lot of the friends that I've made across the country, in my case, all came out of the Federal Bar Association. And I was introduced to the Federal Bar Association by Judge Sherman. And I was clerking maybe a couple of months, and he went to an FBA meeting locally in Cincinnati. And he said to me, Michael, this is a wonderful thing. I really hope you get involved the way I've been involved. And he opened a door for me, which I'll always be grateful to him for. And then the minute I met the folks in the local chapter of the FBA, I found a home, quite frankly. So I will be honest with you, Judge Senkoff, it is hard sometimes to balance all the work you do as a judge. And I'm very conscientious of the docket and the need for the docket in our court to move efficiently. I take that very seriously. And it is hard. And so I certainly understand that some lawyers or some judges might say, my gosh, it's too hard to balance. I just think the work that you do in the Bar Association is so important. I think the obligation to train and help train the next generation of lawyers and judges is very important. And that's one of the things I see Bar Associations doing. And I also think it's a way of getting engaged. I when you're in a law firm, for example, or you're a prosecutor or a public defender or what have you, or working in-house, it's easy to interact with others. I think it's much, much harder when you become a judge. And so one thing that I think is important about bar service is people get a chance to interact with you and see you, and you likewise get a chance to interact and see them. And then they, among other things, they realize, oh, you're a person. You know, you're hopefully they see you as a kind person, as a nice person. And it gives you a platform to make those interactions that you wouldn't otherwise have. And one thing I'll tell you that I think is really important, in the last 5 years or so through the FBA, we have done this nationwide civics program, and it's been active on a local basis, also active on a nationwide basis, and that makes me really happy. I could not have done that, but for the support of the FBA, the platform of the FBA, which I'm very, very grateful for, and I do think that you really have an obligation as a judge, quite frankly, to really connect with not only the people that appear before you, but the community at large. Not every judge feels that way, but I think that's very important. And then I think doing civics, you're explaining the process to young people. Hopefully they're going to consider going to law school, maybe consider being a judge themselves one day. But I think you're explaining to them how the system works the way it does, why the system works, and you're extending that sense of trust, if you will, in the legal system and in the courts as a whole. One thing that I always thought that's very important is that, you're just here for a short period of time as a judge, right? Even if you have lifetime tenure, it's ultimately not, it's a finite period of time, whatever that period of time is. And so you have to be a keeper of the institution. You have to make sure that the public understands how seriously we take our jobs, how hard we work, how hard we work to follow the law and make results that are fair and appropriate under the law. And so when you do civics, among other things, you get a chance to explain that to young people and a chance to explain that to adults. And hopefully that makes it clear to them that the system does work and works the way it should. So that's one of the many side benefits of the Bar Association world, that yes, it is hard to balance sometimes the needs of the docket versus your needs of whatever the bar wants you to do, but the rewards you get as a lawyer, as a judge, are so significant that I just, I feel honored to even have a small part in that.